ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नस्त प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 19. The Lord begs charity from Bali Maharaj. Text number 12. Apashyan iti ha uvacha maya anvistam idam jagat bratraha. Me gataha नूनम यतः न अव आवर्तते पुमान। अपश्यन् इति होवाच मया न विष्टम् इदं जगत् प्रात्रः मे गतो नूनम् यतो नावर्तते पुमान। अपश्यन् इति होवाच मयान्विष्टम् इदं जगत् भ्रातृः मे गतो नूनम् यतो नावर्तते पुमा। अपश्यन् इति होवाच मयान्विष्टम् इदं जगत् भ्रातृः मे गतो नूनम् यतो नावर्तते पुमा। बोलिए। अपश्यन् इति होवाच आविष्टम् इदं जगत् Apashya, not seeing him, iti, in this way, ha uvacha, uttered, maya, by me, anvistam, has been sought, idam, the whole, jagat, universe, bratraha, Lord Vishnu, who killed the brother? Me, my, gataha, must have gone. Noonam, indeed. Yataha, from where? Na, avartate, not, avartate, comes back. Puman, a person. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Unable to see Him, Hiranyakashipu said, I have searched the entire universe, but I could not find Vishnu, who has killed my brother. Therefore, He must certainly have gone to that place from which no one returns. In other words, He must now be dead. Purport. Atheists generally follow the Bauddha philosophical conclusion that at death everything is finished. Hiranyakashipu, being an atheist, thought this way. Because Lord Vishnu was not visible to him, he thought that the Lord was dead. Even today, many people follow the philosophy that God is dead. But God is never dead. Even the living entity who is part of the God never dies. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. For the soul, there is never birth or death. This is a statement of Bhagavad Gita. Even the ordinary living entity never takes birth or dies. What then is said to be of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the chief of all living entities? He certainly never takes birth or dies. Ajopisa navyayatma. Both the Lord and the living entity exist as unborn and inexhaustible personalities. Thus, Hiranyakashipu's conclusion that Vishnu was dead was wrong. As indicated by the words, Yato na vartate puman, there is certainly a spiritual kingdom, and if the living entity goes there, he never returns to this material world. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yatva deham punarjanma naitima metisu arjuna. Materially speaking, every living entity dies, death is inevitable. But those who are karmis, jnanis and yogis return to this material world after death, whereas bhaktas do not. Of course, if a bhakta is not completely perfect, he takes birth in the material world again, but in a very exalted position, either in a rich family or a family of the purest brahmanas, just to finish his development in spiritual consciousness. Those who have completed the course of Krishna consciousness and are free from material desire return to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Edgatva nivartante tadhama paramam mama. Here the same fact is stated, yato na vartate puman. Any person who goes back home, back to Godhead, does not return to this material world. Om ajnana timrindasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadara shri vasadi gauravaktavinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 Hare Hare. One reporter asked Prabhupada once in America, what is the purpose of your mission? Srila Prabhupada replied, I want to inform everybody that God is alive and you can live with Him. So Prabhupada always used to say that all these atheistic people, they want to conclude that God is dead. Right? God is dead. So, they say, whether you believe in the soul or whether you believe in God, it is actually blind faith, you know, andhavishwas. Right? But actually, what is the difference between andhavishwas and vishwas? Anybody knows? What is the difference between blind faith and faith? Kya bola? They also have a very reasonable faith, you know. Vishwas means, Shraddha means, which is based on the scriptures. Right? We cannot see God, but there is so much understanding and explanation from the scriptures. Based on the scriptures, we have faith in God. That is called, you know, Shraddha. Andhavishwas means, somebody believes that Sai Baba is God. Or, you know, or the scientists, there is Andhavishwas. Because nowhere it is seen, you know, that something comes into being without somebody being without someone creating something. We never see something being just falling in the world, you know. But still they are saying, actually in the beginning there was nothing, then chemicals were there, and then, you know, this is called Andhavishwas. But they blame us that, you know, we are Andhavishwas. But actually they are following Andhavishwas, you know. Because they, what is science? Science means, you know, you should be able to physically verify everything. Right? So they can't physically verify Big Bang theory. They can't physically verify Darwin's theory. But still, you know, they believe that, you know, we have come from monkeys, and the Big Bang happened, and you know, it came into being. When we say that Krishna has created, you know, they say it is Andhavishwas. You know, so the main reason why everybody has this consciousness, why they say that God is not there, because if they accept God is there, then they have to believe in rebirth. And if they have to believe in rebirth, and then they have to be responsible for their activities. So they can't do whatever they want. So they say, okay, there is no God, there is no soul, there is no rebirth, you do whatever you want to do. That's why they indulge in all kinds of killing animals and sinful activities. So very, very, you know, in order to perform any activity, first you need a philosophy. So that's why they have created this philosophy that God is not there and all. So they always want that God is should be dead and all. But actually, so this is not a new thing. You know, right from the beginning of creation, Hiranyakashipu, starting from Hiranyakashipu, they all, you know, even though many people they ask, can you prove existence of God? You know, you cannot prove existence of God to somebody. Just like Duryodhan, he is standing in front of God, then he is saying, you are not there. He is seeing, Prabhupada asked, there was assembly of devotees. Prabhupada asked, how do you conclude that Krishna is God? Many disciples, one disciple was saying, because it is said in Bhagavad Gita. They say, no, Bhagavad Gita, what is there? And they say it's some Hindu literature. No, you know, because you said it. Then they'll say, some old man from India, he said, how can you... Like that, you know, many devotees, they were giving different arguments. Prabhupada said, no, no, no. Prabhupada said, of all the proofs, you know, Pratyaksha Pramana and all that stuff, there is one, like Jiva Goswami also says, Anubhava, personal experience, is the best to prove anything. Our personal experience. So Prabhupada said, you have Anubhava experience that when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you know, you experience bliss. You know, that is why we accept Krishna is God. Another time, that happened in Allahabad Kumbh Mela. Another time, when Prabhupada was on the Juhu beach, again Prabhupada asked this. So that time Gurudas Prabhu was there, you know. So Gurudas Prabhu was saying. And then another time Prabhupada was there on the Juhu beach, and he was asking same question. How do you know that Krishna is God? So Gurudas Prabhu is jumping. Now I know the answer. Then he said, Prabhupada, because when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we experience bliss. That is why Krishna is God. No, no, no. Prabhupada said. Then he said, because it is said in Bhagavad Gita, that is why Krishna is God. You know, like that. So either way, it is like that. In Krishna, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mam Etiso Arjuna Vitaraga Bhayakroda Manmaya Mam Upashtita Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Putamad Bhavam Agataha. You know, ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते तामस्तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्तमान वर्तन्ते मनुष्य पार्थ सरसः. दि थ्री वर्सेस यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड वेरी डीपली. सो प्रभुपाद सेड इफ एनीबडी अंडरस्टैंड्स दैट कृष्णास बर्थ एंड हिज एक्टिविटीज आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल, इफ यू जस्ट एक्सेप्ट दिस वर्स जस्ट बाय फेथ, यू विल गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड. सो इन दिस रिगार्ड श्री रामानुजाचार्य कॉमेंट दैट द कृष्णास बर्थ एंड एक्टिविटीज आर अप्राकृत मीन्स बियॉन्ड द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर. एंड देन श्री श्रीधर स्वामी ही एक्सप्लेन्स दैट कृष्णास बर्थ एंड एक्टिविटीज आर अलौकिका मीन्स आउट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. सो ही फर्दर एक्सप्लेन्स दैट दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड इज मेड ऑफ प्रकृति which is consisting of three modes of nature. So that is why Krishna's activities can be termed as aprakrita also. So, and they are eternal. They are eternal. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami comments in Bhakti Sandarbha that it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna's birth and activities as transcendental. But we must accept based on our faith in Vedas and Smriti, Smriti Shastra. You know, otherwise very difficult because even a great personality like Mr. Gandhiji, he criticized that Krishna encouraged violence on the battlefield even though Arjuna did not want to fight. If this personality who is encouraged, who was dancing with other man's wife in the middle of the night, I will not accept him as God. I reject. Like that Gandhiji wrote. Because he didn't, even though he says that, you know, I get so much pleasure by reading Bhagavad Gita every day. You know, we have his quote also on the back page of Bhagavad Gita. So, many great personalities, they criticize Krishna. You know, Dr. Ambedkar wrote a book, Riddles of Hinduism. There, you know, he profusely criticizes Lord Ramchandra. That he left his wife and, you know, because there was a pastime where Lord Ramchandra cut the head of a Sudra who was doing tapasya, you know. So many criticisms, you know. And then other day I was giving class. You say, how to conquer death, you know, we are talking. You know, how do you can conquer death? Even God also died. You know, God also died. So, this leela of Krishna's passing away, from this material world. And Maushal Leela, it is called Maushal Leela, where Yadu dynasty was destroyed among themselves. Very, very bewildering to understand this pastime. That is why, if in mathematics, if the funda is very clear, you can solve any problem. Like that, in the same way, if this funda of Krishna's birth and activities is transcendental, you can understand, you will never criticize Krishna in your life for any activities, rather nor you will have a doubt why Krishna did like this. Right? Like in the 10th canto Bhagavatam it is said that when Salva, he created some imaginary form of Devaki and Vasudev and cut off the head, Krishna cried, "Are, what happened?" Right? So many people they conclude, see, Krishna is also like this, you know, he is bewildered by the death of his father and mother, he is not God. Like that, you know, so, but if you understand 9th verse of 4th chapter, you know, that Krishna's activities and birth are transcendental, then you will understand all the pastimes of the Lord, then you are ready to go back home, back to Godhead. That is what Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, that the Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental. Should be one should believe in this based on faith, you know, based with intelligence imbued with transcendence and without depending on empiricist philosophy, you know, without resorting to all this empiricism means modern science. You know, without resorting to that modern scientific methods and all, if somebody has faith with intelligence imbued with transcendence. So that is what Krishna says. Shraddhaya Parayopetas Samayuktatama Mataha. What is it? Evam Satatayuktaye Bhaktasvam Pariupasate Echapya Akshrama Vaktam Teshamke Yoga Vittama. Right? So Krishna, Arjuna is asking, who is better? Right? So Krishna is saying, those who are always thinking of me, so there this Shraddhaya Parayopetas, Shraddhaya Parayopeta means transcendental state. So in 11th canto Bhagavatam, Krishna explains that the faith, one who is practicing spiritual life, that faith is a mode of goodness. Those who are performing activities, karmakanda activities, in order to get some results, that faith is in mode of passion. The faith of those people who are committing adharmic activities, that is in tamogun, ignorance. But those who are worshipping me as Supreme Personality of Godhead, that their faith is transcendental, Vishuddha Sattva. That is called Shraddhaya Paryopeta, transcendental faith. So, Vishwanath Thakur says that anybody who accepts this truth, that Krishna's activities and Krishna's janma are transcendental. Krishna says, Tyaktva Deham Punar Janma, after giving up this body, they will not take the body. Then Vishwanath Thakur adds one very nice sentence, that not only that, within this life, they will achieve me. Means, somebody who has this faith, so much faith that Krishna's activities are transcendental, like that, they achieve me, Krishna is saying, within this lifetime, within this body, without giving up this body, they achieve me. Like that, right? So, Srila Prabhupada, if you see Prabhupada's activities, they are always, imbued with so much faith. That is why he is only talking about Krishna all the time. Day before yesterday, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu was giving class. He was saying that once Prabhupada was wearing a very nice, beautiful garland of kadamba flowers. From the garland, such big, usually kadamba flowers, very, very small, small flower, they are very small flowers. But Prabhupada was wearing very beautiful kadamba flower garland. It's such big flowers, kadamba flowers, which devotees have never seen. Then, so Prabhupada was distributing, some prasad and all. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, they asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, where did you get this garland? Prabhupada said, "I was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna mantra. I was so much feeling so much bliss. Then I was praying to Krishna, give me shelter at your lotus feet. And then Krishna appeared and gave this garland to me. Then I tried to touch his lotus feet. Then he ran away. That was a disappointment. But this kushi hai ki I got a garland from Krishna." Like that, Prabhupada, because of that, is transcendental. So that is why it is said that Vitaraga Bhayakroda Manmaya Mam Upashita Bhava Jnana Tapasa Putamad Bhavamagataha. Krishna is saying, not only those people, before this also, those who have understood. Right now, all the sages who are understanding that my birth and activities are transcendental, they will attain me. But those before also, those sages and all who have understood the activities and birth of the my avatars also are transcendental, they will also achieve me. So here, jnana tapasa means austerity in knowledge. Jnana tapasa. So Sri Ramanujacharya explains that what is jnana? We all should be MSc. You know what is MSc? Are you MSc? You know MSC? MSC means what is matter, what is spirit, and controller of both. Right? If you are MSC, right? So, Prabhupada says this is jnana. Right? This is jnana. So, we all should be MSC. If you are clear in this, like that. And then Prabhupada, it is mentioned, jnana means understanding the nature of Krishna's pastimes are absolute. That is called jnana. If you understand this, if you have this understanding that Krishna's janma and activities are transcendental, right? So, Sri Ramanuja explains what austerities devotees perform. This austerity of sitting down and deliberating and getting this knowledge that Krishna's activities are transcendental. It is so important. Then Krishna explains. Then Vitaraga means giving up the attachment to those people who are doing prajalpa and who are having bogus siddhantas. Right? Bogus siddhantas. And then, like that. So, ye yathamam prapadhyante, tam sateva bhajamyaham. So, it is said that, Krishna is saying, that one who understands, you know, these three verses are connected. One who understands that my janma and my karmas are transcendental, and they worship me in devotion, ekantika bhaktas, bhakti. Then I make those devotees' janma and karma also transcendental. You understand? If somebody who accepts this, so that devotees' janma and karma also, they become transcendental. But one who doesn't, one who says that my activities and karma, janma are temporary, and then my deity form is material. No, my deity form is material. Then, such a person, I will actually throw them into the ocean of material existence, where they keep getting janma and karma. Again and again, they have to take birth again and again. So, in this connection, we can discuss, you know, because many people, they argue with us, oh, Krishna is also dead. Right? In the 11th canto Bhagavatam, it is nicely explained. After the war was over, Krishna was thinking that now everybody, my avatar karya is finished. Now I have to go back. But before I go back, I have to accomplish one more activity, one more mission. That is getting rid of this Yadu dynasty, which is consisting of nearly a billion of people. And who are equally powerful as Krishna. You know, who are like that. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explains that Krishna, after freeing the burden of the Mother Earth, then he thought some more burden is still there in the form of my Yadu dynasty. You know, because some of them, they may perform irreligious activities. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes that some of the Yadu dynasty people, they, because of intimate association with Krishna, familiarity breeds contempt. Right? Familiarity breeds contempt. So, they were actually, note this sentence, they became indifferent to the will of the Lord. Indifferent to the will of the Lord. So, thinking like, you know, equal to Krishna, when they perform some whimsical activities, the people in general may think that they are acting according to the will of the Lord. So that is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, in order to take off this burden on the earth planet, he has actually arranged this Moshal Leela. Sridhar Swami explains that actually in this verse, you know, Bahubi is explained because Krishna is actually exterminating all the Yadu dynasty with four hands. All the other pastimes are performed with two hands in Dwarka, But this pastime of, you know, eliminating Yadu dynasty is being performed. So if Krishna thought that, you know, he wanted to remove Yadu dynasty, another word is there, that Aprameya, then didn't they oppose Krishna's plan? You know, because they became indifferent to the will of the Lord. Then Sridhar Swami explains that no, because even the closest people to Krishna also, they cannot know what is the will of the Lord. Very Aprameya, that's why he is known as Aprameya. But Sri Jiva Goswami, he explains, he gives another opinion, that the real reason is that the Yadu dynasty, because they performed so many austerities and penances to become the associates of the Lord. You know, actually, anybody who comes in front of the Lord, you know, he is not an ordinary soul. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Dobhi who came in front of Krishna, he performed tapasya for 10 million lifetimes. Then he became a Dobhi and came in front of Krishna. Because he did not develop the service attitude, everything wasted. Because Krishna told him, you do service to me, you give the cloth to me, great benefit will happen to you. But he did not hear. He did not hear. So that is why it happened like that. So it is not, they are not ordinary people that, you know, they have become associates of Lord Krishna. So when Krishna is arranging to leave this world, when they hear that, you know, Krishna is leaving, you know, in the pain of separation from the Lord, you know, they will not be able to tolerate the separation of the Lord. Then they will trample the earth. That is why Krishna had to clear them off. You know? So Conti arrange somebody to kill him, kill them? Why, you know, they have to fight among themselves? Then Sri Jiva Goswami explains, but actually it is not possible that for anyone even to think of killing Yadu dynasty people, but they can't even dare to insult descendants of Yadu family. Like that. So Jiva Goswami gives another example that actually this Mausha Leela is meant for teaching conditioned souls. You know, conditioned souls. Because however, you know, they have performed so many austerities and penances to become the associates of the Lord. And they are enjoying equal opulence with the Lord. But still, you know, they cannot be equal to the Lord. And whoever takes birth, whoever appears in this world, you know, even if it is associates of the Lord, still, you know, in order to show the temporariness in this material world, you know, temporariness of this material world, Krishna has arranged this pastime of finishing off all the Yadu dynasty descendants, all 1 billion people, you know, by arranging the fight between among themselves, you know, then actually once it so happened that after the performance of some yajna, some of the Yadu princes, they have dressed Samba in the form of a pregnant woman, and all these Narad Muni, all these Munis, great sages, they were there. And then he went and asked, my dear sages, can you tell this girl is pregnant? Ladka hoga, ladki hogi. Boy will be born or girl will be born. Then the sages understood that they were actually ridiculing. Then he said, iron lump will be born, which will be the cause of the destruction of Yadu dynasty. Like that they cursed. Like that. So they went to Ugrasen Maharaj. Then Ugrasen Maharaj, then Prabhupada, in the purport is written, they didn't go to Krishna. Yeah, they went to Ugrasen Maharaj. Ugrasen Maharaj said, okay, don't worry. Then that iron lamp was born, and it was crushed into pieces, and was thrown in the river. And then that iron, small iron lump was remaining. So that was swallowed by a fish. And that fish was caught by this hunter Jara. and that iron lump was used to shoot the arrow at the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? And this, all this iron, other, you know, they ground the pieces into pieces and they throw, and it all became a bamboo cranes and canes and all, and then it became that became the cause of after some time Krishna retired to Prabhas Kshetra, and then he was actually later on he was speaking to Uddhava. So the entire 11th canto Bhagavatam was spoken after that, you know, Uddhavji came and like that, and then after some time Krishna was actually sitting on the underneath the tree, which is a then Krishna was shaking, kept his lotus feet on another feet, and then he was actually moving, shaking his leg, and then this Jara, thinking that it's some deer or something, shot the arrow. And then Krishna, meanwhile, Brahmaji and all the other demigods and all, they came and they offered prayers to the Lord. And the Lord left with his transcendental body, where all the demigods en route, they worshipped him. Right? But he left the body behind. So-called body of Krishna. And now, why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that many people, they think that God is also taking birth, God is also dying. So in order to bewilder them more, Krishna performed this pastime. So it's very mysterious. How can, you know, how can Krishna can have a body and leaving the body and burning, all that stuff. But if you understand this verse, Janma Karma Chamedivyam, Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha, Chakra Deham Punar Janma, Naitimam, Hetisu Arjuna. Then you can understand Krishna leaving the body, Jara Hunter, you know, shooting arrow, Krishna dying, all that. This, you know, you have to read more thoroughly. 11th canto Bhagavatam. That is why Prabhupada said those who read 10th canto Bhagavatam, they must read 11th canto Bhagavatam. Otherwise they will become sahajiyas. Right? It's very important to read 11th canto Bhagavatam like that. So, this, Hiranyakashipu was also thinking, God is dead, Vishnu is dead, because he is not seeing him anymore. You know, but actually, if you understand, what to speak of God, even the soul also doesn't die. Right? Soul also doesn't die. So, but modern people, they don't believe in the soul also, because they say, we cannot see the soul, you know, we cannot see God. So, yesterday I was reading 7th canto Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says, very nice verse, that just like an expert geologist, with his knowledge, he can actually find out where this iron ore is there, you know, minefield is there. And with the expert knowledge and different processes, you know, he can extract gold from the mines of gold, right? In the same way, an expert spiritualist can find out the soul in the midst of this body, you know, the body has seven, coverings, majja, bones, mamsa, semen, rakta, pus, urine, there are seven coverings. And then inside that, that is why in Padma Purana it is said, why we hear Bhagavatam, 7 days Bhagavatam? Because of these seven coverings, we have to get it out. Like that. So it is, so the soul is there. Inside the there, but an expert spiritualist can actually recognize the presence of the soul with expert spiritual practices. You know, with spiritual practices, they can actually extract the soul from in the midst of the network of this body. So very important, you know. So that is why then the soul has no death also. No death also. So, in Padma Purana, then there is one very nice pastime. It is spoken by the Lord Krishna himself. Right? So, I'll narrate. All of you know, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned Rukmini Kalyan, right? But some more details are given in Padma Purana. So where after marriage is over and all, then after some few years of marriage, Rukmini Devi, she was asking Krishna once when they were sitting alone in Ekant, that, "My dear Lord, during my marriage time, why did you come late?" Because in her sampradaya, when she went to Gauri temple, right? So they have a system. If the girl, if they will put some kankar, yellowish thread, if they bind around her wrist, then it is understood that she got married. Because Rukmini was thinking of getting her married to Shishupal. So he wanted to finish this ritual of tying that band on the wrist of Rukmini Devi as soon as she got down from the steps of Gauri temple. But then she was thinking, if at all they tie that thread, then she was thinking she will commit suicide. Because she already wrote to Krishna that, "I will take 100 births and die, but still I won't accept anybody as my husband." Right? So Rukmini Devi asked Krishna, 5 minutes pehle aaya hota, kya nuksan ho jata? Right? I was so much in tension. I was not seeing you anywhere. And then I was so much in tension. I thought I have to die. I have to commit suicide because Shyam Sundar has not come. I think for some reasons he rejected me. He didn't come. And then suddenly like Krishna appeared, and then he took her and then put her on the chariot like that. So please why you have to come late? He gave me so much tension. I wish you had come 5-10 minutes earlier, so that while getting down from the steps I saw you, then I'm very cool, no tension like that. Then Krishna smiled and said, when Krishna and Balaram, when we take avatars on this world, we commit mistakes. Right? We commit mistakes. So that, you can learn something from that. Right? So in order to teach people one very great lesson, I came late. What is that? One should not be alasatva. There should not be alasatva. That means there should not be laziness in the matters of spiritual life. Okay? I could handle. Like many times we see, right? The flight is at 4 o'clock. Then we will go 3:15. And then we have to run. Right? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasakur always used to reach the station 2 hours before. Anything can happen. So what is the loss? Suppose if you stay back one hour more, what is the loss if you go early, 1.5-2 hours before, so that we can coolly sit there instead of what we'll achieve? How many we'll earn some $1 million by sitting here in the temple? Sometimes if we miss the flight and so much expense, all that so many things happen, right? So Krishna is explaining, don't be lazy in the matters of Krishna consciousness. Then he explained very nice pastime, that once there was a Maharaj Ikshvaku and his son was there. He went to forest to do hunting, and because the forest became infested with so many dangerous animals, then there he saw one Kala Cheetah, which is more dangerous than other cheetahs, Black Panther, whatever. Then he pulled his dhanush, rope up to the ears. Right? So if you pull the thread up to the ears and release the arrow, it go very fast. Right? Very fast. Then he released the arrow, and then on the cheetah. Then the cheetah is very, how they run very fast. Yeah. So he jumped. When he jumped, the arrow missed the cheetah, And then there, one Brahmana boy of 12 years old, you know, he was actually picking samidhas, all the grass and all that, you know, for his spiritual master. It went and hit him. And then that boy died. Then this king went to his father, Maharaj Ikshvaku. He said, then he saw that boy actually, and then he started crying that I killed, Brahmana's boy, who was actually given, Brahmin initiated, right? So in Padma Purana it is said, Krishna says, Brahmin initiation, Upanayana Sharmini, for a Brahmana should take place between the age of 8 and 12 compulsorily. And that usually we, suppose if I am born on January 11th, year, we calculate from January 11th, right? Suppose if I am born on January 11th, my birthday is calculated from January 11th, but Krishna says no. Our birth date should be calculated 9 months before only. when we enter the womb, that time only we have taken birth. So our birth rate starts from there, actually. So he went to Maharaj Ikshvaku and then he said, please give me punishment. Please give me punishment. Then the Maharaj Ikshvaku said, actually, if the father, I am not only king, I am father also. If a father gives if the king or a father gives punishment, it won't be, you will not be still free from, you know, there are five Pancha Mahapatakas. It is explained in Padma Purana. Pancha Mahapatakas. One is, Brahmahatya Pap. Another is Madhyapan. Another is playing gambling. Fourth one is one who gives false witness. You know, who is the fifth one? Fifth one is one who associates with these four people. Right? These are called Pancha Mahapatakas. Like that. This Brahmahatya Pap, what to do? They said, you will not be free, even if I give you punishment. You go to the parents. If they give you punishment, you will be free. You will be free from Papa this life itself. Otherwise, you have to suffer next life also. Dashrath Maharaj, that's why he went to, Shravan's father and mother. Then they said, they cursed him. Suffer like us, from the separation of your son. By that time, Maharaj Dashrath, he married 365 wives to get a son. He was not having a son. So he is very happy, at least because of that curse, I will have a son. Initially he was thinking, I don't have any son anyway, what kya farak padta hai, Later on he was thinking, okay, this Brahmana curse, that means I may have son. So, some son I will have. Like that, he was thinking. Anyway, he said, go back to the ashram, check out the parents of that boy, and then go and sell at their feet, and then if they forgive you, it's done. Like in Kerala, in Muslim, they have, this blood, something is there they have. They can forgive, they take money, blood money it's called. They take money and they can forgive the murderer. Then they will be free. They have that some system. So Maharaj, he went away. He went to the forest. Then he went to the ashram. He started crying. Like this. I am son of Maharaj Ikshvaku. I did this papa of killing a Brahmana boy. Please tell me whose son is that. I want to beg forgiveness from the parents of that boy. Like that. Then the sages smiled and said, they brought one boy. He said, are you talking about this boy? He said, yeah. What? They are twins or what? There is some twin? What happened? Then the sages smiled and said, no. He came back to life. And how? Said, in our ashram, Indra gave us benediction. Because we follow these four rules very strictly. One is na alasatvam, means we are not lazy. That means 4:30 baje mangalarti means 2 minutes before only we are present. Right?
Not that, you know, we see, you know, sometimes I see devotees running, you know, running race, because, you know, not that they have rather a darshan utsaha hai, because the absence lag jayega karke, they run, you know. Right? So, 4:30 Mangalarti, doors have to open means they should be open. Yeah, devotees should be, you know, very careful. Prabhupada said, Pujari department means there are only two things, cleanliness and punctuality. 4:30 means all the devotees, when the door is open, they have to fix their watch. They can fix their watches, you know, adjust their watches. Now it is 4:30. Like that. 6 o'clock, Sandhya Vandan, I have to do. That means I have to do 6 o'clock. So, they say, Krishna is saying that one should not be lazy. Right? One should not be lazy. One should be always on time. You know, in the matters of spiritual life, you know, one should give up laziness. And, you know, one should wake up early in the morning, come for Mangalati, chant, you know, Bhagavatam class. You know, because people in this age of Kali, Mandabhagya Mandasumanda Mataya. You know, because we are lazy, people, because of laziness only people don't come, because they sleep till 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock on Sunday. If you tell them come to the temple, you know, we are very tired. Yeah? Like that they say, because they are lazy, they don't want to come to the temple. So, we are not lazy. We are always on time. Another thing, what is the number two? Ahar Shuddhi. Right? What is this, you know, standing and, we don't stand and eat. You know, Radha Govind Maharaj says, what is this buffet system? It is buffet, it is buffalo system. Right? So, serving, we are, ISKCON also now got spoiled. In our early days, we didn't have that system, you know, taking one, you know, serving one's own food. Right? If you go to Raman Reti, right? That is a system, you know, still they follow. You know, nobody should start until they tell. Right? Pankti, once you sit in the pankti, you should start, when everybody starts, then you should get up, then everybody gets up. Right? In Ramanuja Sampradaya, if you have to get up some urgent work or something, what they do, because if you are in the pankti, and then you get up in the middle of the, before the meal is finished, everybody's meal is finished. Then you will get the karma of the people who are sitting from your both, you know, from this left hand side. Whoever is sitting from your left hand side, you will get the karma of those people. That's why you should not get up. So if at all you have to get up, it seems they draw a lion. They draw a lion, it seems. Only in an emergency. In our houses also, when we sit, you know, unless the head of the family gets up, you know, you don't get up, right? That is the system, right, Prabhuji? But, you know, now here everything goes. So, one should not stand. Prabhupada said, if you stand and eat, you will become a horse in the next life. Because horses, you know, they never sit. You know that? Prabhupada said, if the horse sit down, that means in few days he is going to die. Uska mrityu kaal aa gaya. Otherwise horses don't sit. Always standing. So horses always standing and eating. If you are standing and eating, that means you are some devotees, you know, you should never touch prasad, you know, with your left hand. Some devotees, we have this habit of, you know, cutting the chapati with both the hands and, you know, chapati and Prabhupada was so expert that even kela also, he would take out the skin with his mouth and then eat. He won't touch, you know, with left hand. Right? One should not eat, like Radhika Kane Prabhu always announcing, please don't. Chaitanya Chaitanya, such wonderful pastimes go on. You know, people blah, 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 they keep talking. But one should not, you know, speak while eating prasad. If you see Harishwari Prabhu and Shrutakirti Prabhu, they have explained, Prabhupada would never speak while taking prasad. Then he would actually relish. You know, he would relish. Like it is given, I think in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavata, I was reading that so many Ashwamedha Yajna, this Yajna, that Yajna, Chatushtoma Yajna, you know, so much austerity and all. But if you take one plate of prasad, you know, which is offered to Narayana, enough, you don't have to do any of these things. That is why Prabhupada would always enjoy, you know, praising prasad. You know, praising prasad, just he was very silent and take prasad all the time. Then, we should not eat forbidden foods. Right? Forbidden foods. Like snigdha rasya, rasya snigdha, you know. So, any one jam, means if rice is cooked 4 hours before, after 4 hours, you know, when you cook rice, it is very soft. There is rasa. Right? There is rasa. And after 4 hours, it starts becoming harder and harder and harder. Yata yamam gata rasam. Right? Krishna says, yata yamam. Yama, one yama, 4 hours. Yata yamam, after, you know, 4 hours are gone. Gata rasam. You know, ras chala jata hai chawal mein. Right? So you should not eat food, you know, which is more than 4 hours. Of course, prasad you can eat, but in general, you know, it is very important. We should not eat in the houses. Prabhupada, you know, Krishna says that we should not eat in a house where people, somebody is drinking alcohol. Madhyapa is somebody, you know, there is a madhyapa. You know, we should not drink in that place. Where if there is a woman is out, you know, off the altar, you should not eat in that house. Right? So, anusthanam means agnihotra anusthanam means somebody who has done all this agnihotra brahman, he can only eat. Somebody who has chanted nicely 16 rounds and attended a full mangal, morning program and all, then only one should go to somebody's house and eat. Otherwise, if you are not strong enough, if you eat in that house, while coming, you will bring their sinful activities also. Right? So it is mentioned in Bhagavatam 7th canto by Narad Muni. There is not much time. Narad Muni, that the best vidhi is cook food with ghee, pure ghee, and offer to Narayana. And call one pure devotee and give him. You know, that is the best ritual one can perform. And then you will have everlasting prosperity. Such a person will have everlasting prosperity. Like that. So, those who are devotees, one should be very careful about shuddha ahar, you know, ahar shuddhi, what we eat, you know, where we are eating. We should not eat, you know. Of course, apatkal means if there is some emergency, you know, so you can stand and eat also, you know. Otherwise, one should sit down very peacefully and keep the plate in between your thighs, you know, legs, and then eat, you know, without touching your left hand. So, grahasthas, they should wear some ratnakachit. The food should, not for brahmacharis and sannyasis, they can wear, you know, the food should touch ratna and go into the mouth. You know, that is given. Thus, they should eat like that. You know. Anyway, so, ahar shuddhi, we have ahar shuddhi. And then third is, paraninda, hum kabhi paraninda nahi karte. And we are very interested, right, in others' faults. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, even if somebody has faults, he won't hear. Right? Then we don't perform any kind of himsa. Himsa is two kinds, you know. One is vachika himsa, and then you know, kayika himsa. You know, so it is said that if you release arrows and hurt somebody, by applying some balm, they can be cured. But you hurt somebody by your words. It is called vagbana, by speaking harsh words. You know, the soul becomes shattered. Then you leave such deep wounds which get never healed throughout his life. So, we are free from these four things. What are they? We are not lazy. Number two, arshuddhi. Paraninda and so said Indra gave us benediction that if you follow this, If somebody, some animal eats us, within 40, the bones are left out. Within 40 minutes, 44 minutes, we come back to life. If we are hit by some arrows and all and die, right, within 35 minutes, we come back to life. Within, if we are bitten by a snake or something, within 25 minutes, we come back to life. Then of course, nobody is supposed to live forever. So at that time, 60,000 years, if some Ayu is there, or 1 lakh years. After that, either we'll go back to Swarga or we get Moksha. But we have no Akala Mrityu. Yeah, if those who follow these four principles, they are saying, there is no, Krishna is saying, there is no Akala Mrityu. So we are unable to follow. That is so that actually, some other time I explained, this is very, very dangerous to die. You know, Akala Mrityu is not good actually. You know, dying in accidents and snake bite, deadly disease, it's very, very dangerous because Krishna is saying in Garuda Puran that in order to go to hell, do you know this? In order to go to hell, you need to do some punya. Narak jane ke liye aapko punya karma chahiye bolta hai. Kyo? You know why? Because in order to go to Narak, first two bodies have to be formed. One is immediately after death, when the descendants, when they perform Shraddha Karma, Kriya Karma, you get what you call Pinda Sharira in 12 days, which is the size of our hand. If nobody performs Pinda Karya and if the body is not burnt, then the Pinda Sharira is not formed, then Yamadutas leave the body, leave the soul in the on this earthly planet and they go back. And the soul has to remain Preta Atma for millions of years. Millions of years. So even in order to go to hell also, you need some punya. Because unless you have some punya, you won't get a son who will perform Kriya Karma. Otherwise, it's other than all. Chodo. Right? Then you won't get. They won't get. Like that. So it's very, very dangerous. So if you follow, and then if you have a long life, you can practice Krishna consciousness and finish this business within this lifetime. Otherwise, we die, of disease and all, then it's a problem. So there are two points I made. Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental. So he has no death. Somebody who understands his martial leela properly, they will actually stand a chance to go back to world. Otherwise, we will criticize that people will criticize. We can't explain that Krishna is also dead. Right? So Krishna explained in Padma Puran that those who are not lazy, those who are following the strictly Shuddha, Ahara Shuddhi, Shuddha Shari, Ahara, and Paraninda, those who don't criticize others, and fourth one, those who don't perform any hinsa, they will actually, they can actually perform Krishna consciousness very peacefully and go back to Godhead. Right? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Okay, time is up, 9:10. Okay? Grandraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.